Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
Today, I'm going to share my experience with fasting. Every year, my church does a 21-day fasting. For the longest time, you know, I've always participated. This time around, I just was more conscious to be observant of what I wanted as a result of the fast and, you know, what really happened. Basically, what fasting is, it's denying your body of food in order to seek God. You're not changing God's mind. All you're doing is aligning yourself to hear what God has already. He already knew us in the womb. Our destinies have already been done. Everything is done. He doesn't have to do anything else. Our job is to align ourselves with what He said we will be or we will become. I always like to do a fast when I'm seeking God or making a big decision to hear what is God saying about this situation. Do I have to go left? Do I have to go right? Maybe I just have to stop and wait, you know. So it takes a lot of heightened level of sensitivity. And fasting has so many benefits. One of the best chapters I would encourage you to read is Isaiah 58. He talks about the kind of fast he wants us to have. As we fast, it's not only for us, but we have to continue taking care of the poor, loving on each other, just be more like Jesus. During this fast, usually I do shorter fasts, 3 days here, 3 days there. It has always been a habit. This time I had planned on going the 21-day fast, water only, but by day 14, I stopped there. It was a bit much, and then I was just doing half day, you know, for the rest of the days until I got to 21 days. The interesting thing, I was watching my body. By day 4, my goodness, I was so cold, I couldn't even get warm. One thing that I remember was as you fast, you're pressing into God spiritually. So you're building your spirit up to be more robust than your body. So your spirit sustains your body. And I was trying to get to that point, which I did. It was marvelous. By day 6, I wasn't hungry. I actually was feeling full. In the first few days, it was mostly the withdrawal of not eating. My spirit was extremely robust. I was very functional, you know, doing things. Of course, bad idea, never go to the gym. I think the first 2 days I fasted, I went to the gym to work out, and that drains all your energy, so you're very weak. Apart from the 2 days I went to the gym, I tried not to work out at all. I needed to conserve my energy throughout this process. A few things that I was praying for came to pass. A time comes in your life where you just feel you're stagnant. You're not making traction. Everything around you just looks okay, but it's not where you know you're supposed to be. You know you're supposed to be greater and bigger. One of my prayers was to break through to another level and to break all the stagnation and whatever it is. Some of these are invisible barriers. Remember where God said we don't fight against flesh and blood? I wasn't fighting an individual person. I was fighting something invisible that I wanted to break off so that I can move. Yes, when you're looking from the outside, everything looks like roses. But my inner witness is saying, girl, you have to be more. You can't be here. And that is the thing I was looking for. I want to move to the next level. But Lord, how do I do it? In around day 7, I was walking into our Wednesday service at church. And all of a sudden, I remembered an incident almost 15 years ago, which made me really upset. And I realized I hadn't not only forgiven myself, but I hadn't even asked for forgiveness from the people who were involved. It was one of those things where you love each other as family, you just brush it under the carpet, you know, and never bring it up again. But then the bitterness is there. And it hit me like a brick. I realized, oh my God, I need to forgive myself. I need to ask for forgiveness and pray that God, you know, if they also feel the way I feel, He removes that so that we just continue moving on. You know, especially with family, it gets a bit sensitive, or people who are close to you as family. We like to brush things under the carpet, and maybe there's some offense there. I call them these giants that we have to overcome. They can be little things, but when you grow them, when there are so many, they become a real irritation that grows and starts becoming a stumbling block. So I was so glad. I never thought it was an issue ever, but apparently my spirit did. If I hadn't gone 7 days of water only, I don't think I would have pressed into God that deep to find some of those things that were buried so far down. This was a 15 years ago incident. I was so grateful for God to reveal that, and I was able to deal with it and be able to move on. Then when it comes to my health, of course, I lost a few pounds in the process. But then I got the realization that I am in total control of my body. It's actually just a dirt suit. And that's how Dr. Miles Monroe always calls it. I miss him, actually. You know, it's just a clothing that habits our spirit. Every time I felt a bit hungry or being tempted, I would be like, no, I would go into strong prayer. My spirit would become robust and overtake any feelings my body wanted. That has really transformed the way I'm eating, the way I'm working out. I got a new realization of control. And also, I got clarity of my vision. I know what God deposited in me to do. I know the steps I need to take. Got real concreted. The instruction was simple: to stay focused and stay in my lane. I can't be adding on things that seem good if they are not in line with what my vision is supposed to be. I'll be in disobedience pretty much. And for as long as I stay in my lane, the promise that He'll be with me is there. And that's what I got for myself. The next thing was boldness. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know where I'm supposed to go. I know which lane I have to remain in. I know I have to love God and love His people. And it's like clear. There's no confusion. Even those that are unlovable, it has to be unconditional. It has nothing to do with who they are and how nasty they are. That's all irrelevant. These are personal decisions that one has to make, and you say, okay, God said, and He will give me the ability to do that. It's nice to know that there's not a lot of wavering. You know, oh God, this person is so bad, you can't even talk to them 2 sentences before they curse you. But that's irrelevant. That's His child too. So you love them anyway. I also noticed an extreme level of favor. So many amazing things have been happening, not only in my career direction, but just normal day to day. the love I feel from people and the favor is extreme. You can almost touch it and feel it. Not only am I feeling it, but even people around me, they do feel the favor. And I know it's all because of fasting. Jesus told us when we fast. Fasting and praying is something that's expected. It's not something we have to negotiate about. Esther wanted to talk to the king. She fasted and she made all her people fast just to get favor. Nehemiah did the same thing. Daniel, when he needed to hear from God, fasted 21 days. Fasting is part of the Christian journey. Can you imagine a Christian journey without prayer and fasting? That would be powerless. Fasting will bring forth vision, will bring clarity. Your health will spring forth. So there are all these benefits. My last observation was my prayer life feels like it has supercharged a praiseful attitude where I'm thankful all the time for what God is doing, not only in my life, my family's life, my friends' lives around me, being mindful of others and having this desire to pray for them. No one suffers on my watch because I have a direct line to God. I'm going to pray for them too. Those are some of the observations I got from my fast, and I encourage you to do it. It doesn't have to be only in January. Anytime you feel led to fast, go ahead and fast. You can go on Google and find different types of fasts. All world changers, at least in the biblical days, had to fast. Jesus alone, his power was not revealed until the 40-day fast. Moses, he did 40 days twice. The guy died at 120. These new revelations I've gotten from this recent fast, I'm intentionally keeping it as an active habit. The idea that I have control of my body and I can make it change, manipulate it to do things was such an amazing and empowering feeling. Plus all these other things that came around, forgiveness, health, clarity of vision, boldness, extreme favor with both God and man, and the prayer wine. So I encourage you, add it to everything you're doing. It will help you get to where you're going way faster. Doing things in our own power, it takes us nowhere. You go the wrong directions. You're taking U-turns. But if you have a proper direction from your Creator, you stand in it and you know, even when adversaries come, you know that you were sent to do what you're supposed to do. So you stay there and stand firm. Even when the vision is slow to manifest, he said every vision has an appointed time. So you still stay there because you know the appointed time will come. He said, don't worry, it will come. It will manifest. Though it tarries, wait for it. Add fasting and prayer to everything you're doing. Until then, this is Kara. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.